Third parak of Zavin, second Mishnah, Magifin or Paisim, if they're together, pushing a door shut or opening a door, also they're helping each other, and we also assume that there's a certain amount of pressure one's putting on the other one, which is enough to be metamin. Chomam Rachi is Zem Megiv Zem Paisach. They're doing opposite things, then they're leaning on one another. Then one is metamin the other. But if we're going the same direction, then we don't assume that one is causing any pressure to the other one. Ma'alim Zem Zem in a boat. One draws the other one up from a pit in the ground. Also, since the weight of one is being supported by the other one, he's metamin. Only if the Torah is the one who's pulling up the tummy and he's the one who's supporting the tummy, then he becomes tummy and his garments become tummy since they're supporting the tummy. Now, Shilin Bechavolim, when they are, this tummy person, the Torah person, are twining ropes or whatever you call it, forming the ropes. So, also, each one is pulling the fibers that make up the rope in a fashion that they do affect each other. Only if they're both pulling in opposite directions. In other cases where they're weaving, if they're weaving a garment together, whether they're both standing or sitting, or they're milling something and they're pushing the mill, so also each one's weight affects the other one, and the Torah becomes tummy. Rabbi Shimon metar bekulam, he's metar all of these situations. Chutz min atoichnen derechaim shel yad, only when they grind together in a small grinder, because then they're closer to each other and they put more pressure on one another. Polkim menachem or atoin, if they load a donkey or unload the donkey. Unload the donkey and load the donkey. It's man shemasem kaved to name. If they're unloading along with something heavy, so also each one is supporting the other one to a certain degree, helping him out. It's man shemasem kal, but if it's a light load, then they don't really need each other, and therefore tahirim one is not affecting the other one. Kulan tahirim lefnei knesses to name the tshuma. All these cases are Torah lefnei knesses. Lefnei knesses are people that even the chulin they eat the tahirim. And since these things are only sveikas and mechshoshes, for this person who doesn't have a problem of tumah meikir adin, is just taking on himself a chumah, doesn't have to be choishish for this. And in respect to tumah, they're all tummy, because even though it's only a suffix, then in respect to tumah, they're machmeh.